12 more people have died after contracting COVID-19 and 94 people in Ontario are in hospitals on ventilators because of the disease. Since March 1, the province has reported 226 COVID deaths. Over the course of the pandemic, the province has reported 12,427 deaths that were either caused by COVID, COVID was a contributing factor to the death, or the cause of death was unknown or missing. There were 2,419 more recoveries and 2,814 new cases confirmed through lab testing in today's report. New case counts are underestimated due to limited testing. As of today, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,159,470 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 1,127,307 cases recovered or resolved. The March 30 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalization 778 COVID-positive patients in hospitals, down slightly from 790 reported yesterday. Of those, 50% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 50% were admitted for unrelated reasons, but tested positive for COVID-19. Among the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 148 unvaccinated people, 27 partially vaccinated people, and 476 fully vaccinated people. 165 people are in ICU because of COVID-related critical illness, which is even with yesterday's report. Of those, 33 no longer test positive for COVID-19. There are 94 patients on ventilators because of COVID-related critical illness, up from 84 yesterday. Included in the ICU hospitalizations are 25 unvaccinated people, 3 partially vaccinated people, and 60 fully vaccinated people. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario is fully vaccinated, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.1 million people in Ontario have had 3 doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 17,309 tests for the latest report, resulting in a 15.1% positivity. Northern Ontario. In the north, there are 110 hospitalizations, up from 109 yesterday, according to provincial data. There are 16 people in ICU with the virus, up from 14 yesterday, and 8 people on ventilators, up from 6 yesterday. In Northern Ontario, the breakdown of Public Health Ontario data for cases and vaccination is Algoma Public Health. The health unit has reported 6,584 cases, 434 known active cases and 19 hospitalizations, with 5 people in ICU. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. Of the population 18 years and older, 62% have a booster. North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 4,470 cases, 108 known active cases and 5 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,239 cases, 187 known active cases and 8 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 88% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 83% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 54% have a booster. Public Health Sudbury and Districts. The health unit has reported 12,899 cases, 299 known active cases and 32 hospitalizations, with 2 people in ICU. It is only updating its numbers Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 89% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 59% have a booster. Timiskaming Health Unit. The health unit has reported 1,409 cases, 65 known active cases, and 4 hospitalizations. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 86% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 82% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 58% have a booster. Northwestern Health Unit. The health unit has reported 6,619 cases and 259 known active cases. Current hospitalizations are not reported. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 97% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 90% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 62% have a booster. Thunder Bay District Health Unit. The health unit has reported 9,792 cases, 118 known active cases and 24 hospitalizations, with 8 people in ICU. The health unit is only updating data Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Of the eligible population 5 years and older, 90% of people have at least one dose of the vaccine and 85% have both doses. For the eligible population 18 years and older, 60% have a booster. The data from Northern Ontario Health Units is based on what was available at 10:30 a.m. today.